Yes, we are back. Call Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino.
Is that your heart?
Yes, it is. The beat.
Do you hear that?
As the beat continues.
As it fades away. You're okay, though.
Please, I'm okay.
Just stand up. That'd be fine.
This is the best times of our life. I've used that statement before. And the best times of our life, Roland, are the times. Sometimes they are the times upon which we live in. And I came across. I have so many boxes from relatives who have passed on to a better life, and I found old pictures, which I hadn't seen in, oh good heavens, 40 years, 50 years, half a century. Pictures of my graduating and my Holy Communion and confirmation. Good Lord have mercy. They were pictures of my family, mother and father, sisters, brothers, and aunts and uncles and all the rest. And it was really quite remarkable. I noticed a lot of these pictures have been popping up on the Internet. People wanting to show better times. But the best times of our life, we always seem to look back and we sort out all the difficulties. And we look back at these pictures with these fond memories. And I found myself sitting down in the garage, a little bit chilly, but just sprawled out there with this open box, looking at these pictures of a half a century ago in truly a different time and a place. Truly a different time and place. I look like a little old man or Papa Geppetto. I'm not sure which. I always had my hat on, my suit. I mean, I looked like I was 40 years old and I was only 12. But I could see the smile on everyone's faces in a time when we were all young and younger. Mm-hmm. And looking at these pictures, I thought, too, these truly are the best times of our life. And I wanted to mention it because I've noticed lately they continually pop up on Facebook.
They do. And see, I happen to think that the best time of our lives or of my life, as I view it, is every single moment.
Mm-hmm.
Every moment, because I live in the now. I don't live in the past. I don't live in the future. I can't control either one of them. Past is done. The future, I have no idea. But I do live in the now, and I can make a lot of very important choices by living in the now.
Absolutely.
But what is interesting in keeping the continuity of your conversation is that most of my past sits in a cardboard box in the attic. You know, and every once in a while, for some reason, I'd be in the attic and I would get that box and I'd bring it downstairs and my wife and I would look through any number of the pictures of the kids that we raised and of her life as a child and mine as a child and even of my parents and her parents.
Yes.
But it's a conglomeration of history that we don't often look at, and we probably should.
I just find that looking at them, and I don't dwell on it. I just find, and it's probably the reason why I've gotten into doing this segment, The Best Times of Our Life, because it's a reflection of where we were. And I've often said this, and you know I'm a history buff, if you don't understand where you were, you can't figure out or understand where you're going. And it gives you a center of some kind. That's how I've lived my life. Every now and then, I just look back and get a sense of proportion, if you will, and then I move on. I close the box. I put everything back, put it back up on the shelf there with the dust and everything else.
Well, how often do you open up this box?
Only when I come across it, because it's one of those boxes that keeps getting moved around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have this garage with things, and things keep getting shuffled to move, to take room for this or that. And as our family grows, so the more boxes.
Does it include any of the artifacts that you had as a child?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And
that's special for you.
It is. And every now and then it just comes across me and I open it up and I find myself staring at it for 10 or 15 little minutes or even 5 minutes. Close it up, put it back, and there we are.
You got it.
We're doing it. Called Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on. And I love when Kevin does that with the hands thing. He looks like he's doing a ballerina thing. We're back. Please, stay with us.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When do most kids take their first drink of alcohol? Well, the answer will surprise you. Here's the science of it. Kids and alcohol first rate problem, and researchers have found that a large number of individuals with serious alcohol problems started drinking right about adolescence. In fact, young people who take up alcohol before age 15 are much more likely to become alcohol dependent than those who waited until age 21. The rate of alcohol abuse more than doubles in youngsters who start drinking before age 15. What's the cheap psychological drink? This is a clarion call. First, the adolescent takes a drink, and then if they're not real careful, the drink takes the adolescent, unless you're there to be a parent and stop it before it happens. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. New research now debunks the myth that our brains naturally shrink as we age. Just published in the American Psychological Association's journal Neuropsychology, several studies found that researchers have historically overestimated shrinkage in the brains of older adults and underestimated the normal size of older, healthy brains. So if you're healthy, your brain will likely maintain its overall integrity. On the other hand, with brain diseases like Alzheimer's, the brain does indeed shrink. Alzheimer's is already the seventh leading cause of death in America, and with levels expected to rise as the huge baby boomer wave gets older. In fact, the authors of the German study concluded that as long as people stay mentally healthy, brain matter likely won't shrink much at all. So a nutritious diet, exercise, social engagement, and mentally stimulating pursuits keep our aging brains healthy. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.